and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We have a very special show this evening. It's very special because I am pleased to have as my guest my nightly producer, although I guess she's not doing the production tonight. She's just doing the guesting, and in a minute I'll tell you why my producer, Barbara Samuelson, is my guest. I think of it this way, folks. If I announced my presidential candidacy tomorrow, there'd be an organized nothing. No one would say a word. Those that would say anything would laugh, or else they would say, oh, my God, he's really going out of his mind. We've got to do something to stop him because somebody might actually want to support this madman. But I'm not going to be announcing my presidential candidacy. And if I were even to announce my candidacy for the D.C. Council, there would be the same response. Even if I were running on the issue of bringing down taxes in the city of the District of Columbia or advocating better roads and not discussing any of the provocative subjects that I discuss here in this program, there would be a lot of people who would be determined to keep me from getting elected to any public office, because I have a, let's face it, I have a record, a 25-year record of writing and speaking and saying things that a lot of people simply don't like to be heard, and I understand that. But you know what, folks? There's a lot of people out there in this great big republic of ours who share my concerns on many issues. They may not agree with me on everything. They may disagree with me very profoundly on other issues. But those people, and those are people in the Republic Broadcasting Network audience, people who subscribe to American Free Press, to lively journals like the Idaho Observer. I mean, I could go on and on. You know, there's a lot of publications in this country. There are people out there who have very real concerns about very real issues, ranging from local issues right in their hometowns to important national issues. And, you know, the thing about that is all of those people out there that I'm talking about, they don't have at this time high profiles. They're not considered to be controversial. These are people who could run for public office and stay under the radar, so to speak, and get elected. They could run for county commissioner and deal with local county issues and stick to those issues and then move on and get elected to the state legislature and then governor and then maybe president. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, running for public office and why patriots need to do it and how they can do it. Stay tuned. We are going to be joined by none other than my producer for this program, Barbara Samuelson, after this short break. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I opened up the program here introducing our guest, Barbara Samuelson, and again, as she is my producer, by pointing out that, there's a lot of people who get involved in public life who are concerned about very, very big issues at the national level. And unfortunately, when they seek public office, they generally don't start out running for the state legislature or for county commissioner. They always seem to run for president or for Congress. But, you know, if we elect enough good people at the local level around this country, you know, this is a start for building a real team in this country that can take back America. And part of that effort is to get people elected to local offices. And, you know, when you're running for county commissioner or for the state legislature, if you start out saying, well, we're going to fight back and break up the New World Order, people aren't going to know what you're talking about. But if you do run for local office and start talking about local issues that are of concern to people, you can have an impact and you can sneak in there under the radar. And then when the time comes, when you want to start speaking out and talking about these big issues that excite us all, you know, that's when you can do it. Well, my producer, Barbara, she's now living down there in Texas, headquarters of the Republic Broadcasting Network, but she started out in Billings, Montana, came from a ranching and farm family, but she's also been involved in science and technology. She's a professional photographer and filmmaker. She went to school at the University of Colorado. And the center, and this is a fancy title, the Center for Digital Imaging and Sound in Vancouver, British Columbia. So she has a lot of experience in the media. And then she decided she was going to run for public office. And that's why I wanted Barbara to come on tonight and talk about her candidacy for public office. That is, her candidacy for the Texas State Legislature. Barbara, are you there?
I am as here as I can be.
Okay, great, Barbara. Well, listen, I gave the listeners the basic background there on the fact that who you are and you got involved in public office. And I tell you what I want to start off with, Barbara, is this concept. You know, most of our listeners, I'm sure, have never run for office. Some of them have been involved in political campaigns. Maybe only as far as distributing flyers and wearing buttons and bumper stickers. And a lot of people, even the very well-informed people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network and read American Free Press, they kind of accept the fact that candidates exist. They just think that these candidates who are out there running as Republicans and Democrats and as on the America First Party and the Reform Party and the Constitution Party. They just kind of tend to think that these candidates just have materialized on their own, and they have no idea what it takes to get on the ballot. They don't realize that there's a process there. And obviously, the process varies from county to county, state to state, you know, depending on what different offices there are. But you ran for the State House of Representatives in Texas. Could you just kind of give us an idea of what was involved in your particular race?
Well, the good folks at Radio Free Austin, which carries Republic Broadcasting here locally, and the Texas Toll Party put out a call for a candidate to go up against the man who is currently in office, and he is the head of the Transportation Board within the state, a very powerful position, and he's implementing toll roads everywhere. And they were begging for someone to step forward and become a candidate. And I listened to these ads, and my husband's been trying to get me to run for office for years because I was active in politics in Colorado, supporting candidates and distributing flyers and all of those good things. But I'd only been here for a couple of years. I really didn't know everything about Texas and didn't feel comfortable to do it all on my own and initiate a candidacy out of my own wishes. Well, I called on the last day that it was possible to run for office. And
You literally waited till the last.
Waited till the last moment and said, did anyone answer your call? And they said, yes, one person did, but he's a electrical engineer and he's got a full-time job and he really doesn't have time, but if nobody else will, he will, but can you? And I said, yeah, I'm self-employed. I can do this. So I literally went to the Republican County Chair's office here in Williamson County at 4:45 on the last day that I could file and gave them a check for $700 for my filing fee.
Okay.
First of all, it astounded me that the filing fee to run for office was so expensive. And that was a cheap seat.
Okay, all right.
I mean, it gets up into the thousands of dollars to just file. Say, I want to run. So you pay your filing fee, and then the very first thing you have to do here in Texas is go to the Texas Ethics Committee and file with them, and you have to file who your treasurer is going to be and all of the information that they request. And they provide very good information, and it's easy to follow, and you just do what they say. So you file with the Texas Ethics Commission, you have your filing fee, and then you start to panic.
Okay, all right.
And you say, I need people. I need some volunteers. I need a campaign manager. And trying to find if you can afford it, if you have people who can put up the money and allow you to hire a professional campaign manager, that's ideal.
Okay, well now at this juncture, I think I should jump in here because I'm sure that Texas, like virtually every other state, like every other state, probably has regulations on how much people can contribute to campaigns.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I mean, I probably couldn't come down there, or even if I was a resident of Texas, I probably couldn't walk down to your house, Barbara, and give you $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 either in cash or in a check and say, here's my contribution. Is that not correct?
You might be able to give it to me in a check, but you certainly could not give me more than $100 in cash.
Okay, well, there's one of those funny little things that people have to be informed about. They have to follow the rules or else they're going to be in the headlines for
violating campaign laws. Unfortunately, I never had that problem.
Okay. You mean being in the headlines?
No, well, that and having anybody offer me $15,000.
Okay, but nonetheless, there are limitations on...
There are limitations.
Yeah.
You have to file reports periodically with the Texas Ethics Committee and identify every donor. Now, my opponent did not do that, and subsequently a lawsuit has been filed against him. And if that lawsuit actually prevails, I may be back in the running again.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting... Okay, what do you know about that?
He had over $300,000 in his war chest, and he did not identify who was giving it to him. He did not identify what his source of income was. He put himself as the vice president of a company, and upon research, he is not an employee of that company, much less vice president. So all sorts of...
Boy,
yeah.
you may be one of the lucky ones. In any case,
he's so well connected, and there is so much power behind him. It will be hard to make anything stick.
Now, were you running against him in the Republican primary?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so he was the incumbent Republican.
He was the incumbent Republican. He had not been challenged in the Republican primary for the last three terms. The Republicans here looked at me when I filed and said, "Why on earth are you running against him?" And I looked at him and said, "Because no one else is."
Okay.
And they really weren't happy that I was going to run.
You know, that calls for a comment, too, here. The fact is that there's a lot of people who are in public office today ranging from, you know, the lowest possible local office to the state legislature to Congress that seldom get challenged in their primaries, and because people think they can't beat them.
I was one of the few... My race was one of the few challenged races.
Interesting. All right.
Most of the candidates on the ballot were unopposed.
Right, exactly. And that's my point here, that, you know, a lot of times people don't run just because the person's an incumbent, and that's why so many incumbents tend to remain incumbents, because no one takes the initiative to challenge them.
Exactly. And very few people are participating in their party politics.
Right, exactly.
And this is probably more important than becoming a candidate, and that is being a delegate in your party.
Okay, all right, very
good.
Going
to those caucus meetings, starting in your neighborhood and going all the way through county and state, and making your voice heard. Now, it worked very well in Colorado. Colorado doesn't have a general election primary. The delegates decide the primary, which makes running much more doable.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I don't have to campaign to 2,500 people. I have to only campaign to the party delegates.
To the actual delegates within the party, yeah. And see, again, this is one of these little, it's not as esoteric as it sounds, but it's things that people just generally don't know about. Their experience with politics is seeing a candidate on the ballot. Well,
I had a very difficult time even finding out when I moved to Texas. One of the first things I did was try and find out where my caucus was.
Well, Barbara, you know what that music means. So when we come back, we're going to get you on the ballot here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Get your pen and paper handy out. And as you have questions and comments about what's going on, make a note of it, because we may miss a point here or there, but I think what Barbara's explaining to us is very important.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our special guest, very, very, very special guest tonight, is one of RBN's own in-house producers, Barbara Samuelson, who has what is actually very unique experience, and that's running for public office. Although we have a couple hundred million people, I guess, in this country, we've only had, 44, 45 people elected president. Not really that many people who've ever served in Congress. And, you know, when you consider the bigger numbers of the people who actually run this country, those numbers aren't very substantial. We had Strom Thurmond serving in the United States in the United States Senate from the time he was about 40 till the time he was 100. That's keeping one Senate seat very occupied, and there were a lot of people who wanted that Senate seat, but they never got it. Well, the reason why I asked Barbara to come on the show tonight is, of course, her election is over with now, at least for the time being. She may run again. She may end up in the Texas state legislature under some circumstances that are a little bit different. We've just heard about that. But the point is this. I wanted Barbara to try to explain that getting into public office, becoming a candidate, is not quite as mysterious a project as it may sound, and that virtually anyone can do it, and they don't have to do it by running for president or vice president or Congress. You can actually run for the state legislature. And you know, running for the state legislature, it is a little more complicated than just getting bumper stickers and yard signs. There are different things you have to do to get there, and as Barbara already told us, one of the things is a filing fee. At least in Texas, you do have to file. You have to pay a filing fee, and then you have to start raising money, and then you have to begin that process of actually getting on the ballot. Now, we digress for a moment to talk about the importance of abiding by the campaign laws and regulations on how much you can receive in contributions. But I want to come back now, Barbara, to this very process whereby which you actually made the moves to actually get your name put on the ballot so that people could either vote for you or, God forbid, against you.
Well, it really was just the filing fee and registering with the Texas Ethics Commission. That assured that I would get on the ballot. But that's because I belong to a party. If I was a libertarian in Texas, I would have to gather a petition with, I believe it's 45,000 signatures of people who do not vote in the primary.
Now that's a little more complicated.
This is I take a deep breath because it is so convoluted and contrary to what you would think is common sense.
And, of course, one thing I should point out, too, again, you know, we're talking specifically about your experiences in Texas, but in a lot of states, say someone were running for the state legislature in some other state, they may actually have to file petitions with the valid signatures of 100 or maybe as many as 1,000 registered members of the Republican or Democratic Party.
It depends on it certainly depends on what state you're in. I mean, like I was saying, in Colorado, there is no public vote for the primary.
Right, and you know that, and you know the thing is, although that tends to, in some respects, it may confuse people or even discourage them, they should remind themselves that that's one of the glorious things about states' rights in this country, that at least for now, the various states have the right to make their own decisions about how people can be elected to office. So,
and everybody should find out whether or not their state it allows for public initiative.
If you
get in Texas, you cannot. We don't have that. But in Colorado, if you got enough signatures on a petition to support an initiative, it can be placed on the ballot. And that's an excellent way to legislate without being a candidate.
Yeah, people. That's something very important to consider, because if you're concerned about one particular issue very, very strongly, in some states, like you say in Colorado, I think there's probably about 15 states, maybe more, maybe less, but and that comes from the old populist movement. People were able to get a particular issue on the ballot so that people could vote for it or against it. A lot of people don't like that. They say it's too democratic, as in small d democratic, or too populist. I personally happen to like it myself, but
I like it a lot, because in Colorado we got an initiative up on the ballot whereby now the state legislature has to put every tax increase in front of a public vote before it can be administered, and that tax increase has to have an expiration date.
Well, you know, like I say, I think that's pretty good
legislation. That's excellent
I think
legislation.
That's pretty good.
And you wouldn't get a legislator to sponsor that bill here. There's no way. What limit how much money they can spend?
Exactly.
That's unheard of.
Well, so you were actually very lucky there in Texas, and the biggest thing you had to do was come up with the money. Okay, well, here comes that break, and when we come back, we're going to continue, and I hope if there's anybody out there who's been a candidate, they'll call in, or if anybody has some thoughts about running themselves and wants some advice from Barbara, call in here. The lines are open. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have our very special guest, RBN's own Barbara Samuelson, who's talking about her experiences as a candidate for the Texas State Legislature. And the reason why I asked Barbara to come on was to talk about this unique experience because so few people ever really know what it's like to actually go out there and get involved. They hear about Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and all the big names running for office, but they never really know anything about the intricacies of running for local office unless they do it themselves. Well, I'm pleased to say we have a couple callers, and we are going to go to them in just a moment. But I do want to mention that Barbara's campaign website is still on the internet and easily accessible. It's votebarbara.com, and of course that's VOTEBARBARA.com. Features a very lovely picture of Barbara with her family, and of course, I have to say it's as good a political website as any I've ever seen. It tells about the issues, about Barbara, how you can join her campaign team, how to make a contribution, how to contact her, how to pass the information on to other people. Barbara, let me ask you this. Did you design this website yourself, or did you have a professional do it?
No, I didn't design it. I had the very good fortune of having the assistance of a very talented man here locally associated with the Texas Toll Party. Actually, he's the founder of the Texas Toll Party.
Oh, okay.
Sal Costello. And he set up the website design. It was done, I believe, by Steve Ballinger up in Quebec.
My
former boss Dr. Al Egger took all the photographs for me.
Well, you know what I was going to say, Barbara, is that if anybody out there is thinking about running for public office, I mean, they don't need to go out and hire some high-priced campaign consultant. They can get anybody with any internet expertise to, and that's virtually everybody these days except for maybe me, but I mean, they can use your website, I think, is as good a model as anything for how to do it.
It's a pretty straightforward template.
Right.
And one of my favorite things about the website is putting all your literature and signage on the website so that people can download it themselves. They can print it and distribute it. They can email it. We had a place where you can download a bumper sticker and print it on regular paper and tape it to the inside of your window.
Yeah, I thought that's great. Yeah, what that is, you can print your own VoteBarbara.com bumper sticker, print it out of your computer, and tape it in the back of your window, and when the election's over, you can take it down. And
yep.
Print as many as you want and pass them on to your friends. That's also very cost-effective, I might add.
It is cost-effective, and I want to mention that my entire campaign, I spent less than $3,000.
And, you know, considering the fact that I just read, of course, we're talking about a U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania. They're saying the combined expenditures of the Republican and Democratic candidates are going to be, I think I saw, $50 million. You wouldn't need that much to run locally, but obviously you made it very cost-effective to do what you did.
Well, candidates will spend that locally, but it isn't necessarily the most effective way to get your name out there.
Right, exactly.
I really would not advocate spending big dollars on newspaper ads. I would spend a much more affordable way is buying radio time. And oftentimes you'll have to buy your interview at radio stations, but do it. Buying ads on radios. You can go to the television stations the television stations will usually be very open to putting free candidate information on the web at the very least, if not doing an interview with you. And be prepared for your newspapers to interview you and never print a word of it.
Now, let me ask you a question, Barbara. I don't think they didn't, in your case, I mean, anybody who has heard you here tonight knows that you're obviously a very articulate individual.
At times.
I'm guessing that the reason why the newspapers didn't print what you had to say is because they may have just been a little bit biased against you and in favor of your opposition. Is that a good guess?
Absolutely.
Well,
I could not get arrested to get my name in the paper, Michael. It is the honest-to-goodness truth. The only person who would interview me was John Stadtmiller. And Bill Gregory at KRXT radio station, which is not even in my county.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, again, you know, like I always say, American Free Press says the media is the enemy, and it can indeed be your friend, but it can also be your enemy. So
now, I want to make one quick
point before
I forget, and this is really important. Find out if your state or your county publishes an election information booklet. And if they do, make sure that you give them the copy for what should be in that regarding information about yourself.
Oh, you're talking about at election time when they publish the information about the candidate.
Yes, you'll need to do that. Find that out. I would do it right after the Texas Ethics Commission. It would be the number three thing to do. They don't do that here in Texas, but they do in Colorado. I hate to keep going back to Colorado, but that's my experience.
No, that's important because that's a state people need to understand. It varies from state to state. One thing I would like to point out about your website, which I think, again, and I refer people to this, VoteBarbara.com, you don't go to a great deal of effort to, you know, a lot of people a lot of people who are considering running for public office think they need to write a book about every issue to get their point across. You didn't do that. Yours is very short and to the point. There's absolutely no excess verbiage, no excess rhetoric. You just lay it all on the line, and make it very short and simple and to the point so
it'll get read.
So that people will read it. That's exactly right. And that's something that, again, in my experience, having been a print journalist for now 25 years, I have gotten numbers of candidates from around the country running for all offices sending me big piles of material about their candidacies and wanting me to do stories about it. And, you know, when I sit there with this big pile of information in front of me, I sometimes don't know what to do. But if I had gotten a call from you, Barbara, and you referred me to your website, I would have been able to get up there and crank up a story in just a few short minutes. And I guarantee you that's something that that every journalist in the country wants. That's what every journalist in the country wants. They want the information short and simple and to the point.
Yes.
So that they can work with it, because a lot of times editors of newspapers say, we only have room for 500 words.
Right, and it is very important to be clear and concise and to be factual. Do your research.
Yeah.
Another important aspect of having, when you develop a website, is ease of updating, accessibility, being able to put to update it. I wish I did not have as easy of access to my website as I would have liked to have had, because as I did more and more research on the topic of toll roads, I discovered more and more grievous crimes, and I really wanted to be able to put that up so that people could truly understand why this was such an important issue.
That's where you would want to put up just a link to your basic position statement.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than having
Absolutely.
It all, rather than having 5,000 words on the topic, you have the basic information right up there in maybe 10 sentences or so, and then a link for further information.
And
so,
on your print literature,
same thing,
be concise, have points, stick to the issues, don't put emotions in there, stay logical, not emotional. Then be very factual, and remember, there is no such thing as bad publicity. So do not put your opponent's name very often in your literature. Your name must come first, your position, and then underneath it, you can have how your opponent feels or would answer to the same question.
Yeah, good, very
but
good.
Don't
point.
Necessarily refer to them by name. Make
exactly.
sure they know your name.
That's
especially
right.
when you're such an underdog.
It's the voters who count. Well, Barbara, we have three callers. We better start bringing
Already?
Them up. You know how this works. Let's go to Richard from Alabama.
I've tried to place some negative ads in support of various candidates or against various candidates, and my experience is they censor the ads out.
You're talking what kind of ads, Richard? Newspaper advertisements?
Well, like I've... You know, if I want to say something about Governor Riley's policies and the various things that he's done, if I want to publish anything negative, I'm not going to get my ads in the local radio station or the local newspaper. It's just not allowed.
They're very strict about how much you can editorialize.
Huh?
They're very strict about how much you can editorialize. And I know within the Texas Ethics Commission rules, they have very specific rules about how negative you can be. You can't get into the libel issue at all.
But I wasn't even a candidate. I was just a negative advertiser.
Well, I would think if you actually publish just facts about what is happening,
yeah,
and ask a question underneath that, a leading question, that would be an effective way to bring a point to the forefront and not be negative.
One thing I would point out...
I just have to be negative.
No, you don't. You turn it all around. It works better.
Well, there's high government authorities just plain lying to us in this state, just lying to us about the facts.
So ask the question, is this true? Can this be true? And is this right?
Richard, I'll tell you what part of it is, and I'm talking from my own experience... In a limited experience, I might add, in working with people running for public office, and my own experience in working for a newspaper, that is, but a national weekly newspaper. In a lot of local newspapers around the country, talking about small town and weekly newspapers and even small town daily newspapers,
they've all been gobbled up and consolidated.
Well, that's true in many instances, but in a lot of smaller communities, the newspapers try to limit the number of specific letters to the editor and so forth. Now, that's part of it.
And they don't always take the candidates' letters to the editors either.
Yeah, well, Richard, did you have any further comments?
Well, I just wanted to express my despair and frustration. I just feel like the elections are just useless anymore.
Well, please don't despair, because if we don't participate and we don't vote, then we are in a state of despair because they win. I mean, if we don't vote and don't participate, then we have no choice than to accept what's here.
Yeah, see, that's another thing, Richard. It's important to point out. Now, of course, Barbara did not win her election, but nonetheless, she got out there and talked about issues and got those issues out into the public such that in the future, maybe Barbara or somebody else will be able to get elected on those very issues.
We woke up a lot of people, and without any media attention, I got 36% of the vote.
And that's pretty good running against an
incumbent.
That is
pretty darn good when you've never been heard of.
That's very, very good, Barbara.
And that is because if you can reach the voters, and it's important that if you are going to run for office that you get a copy of the voter registration lists, and you can get that from the Office of Elections, your county or your state. Both parties offer what's called here in Texas the voter vault, and access that, and you pick out who votes the most often and contact them with a personal visit first and then follow-ups with phone calls. I did not have the power. Well, my literature was designed without my input, and they did a negative campaign, and I got a lot of really bad feedback, and I didn't like it about that negative campaign. And so really, you really have to watch yourself with a negative campaign. You have to know your audience if they'll accept it, and it is much better to put out why you are good than just scream they're bad, because we all know they're bad. We've heard it over and over and over again. Now give us an alternative. Give us a reason why you are different or why I am different. That's far more powerful than just pointing out what makes us angry.
You know, I would have to add, too, looking at this, Barbara,
you need to provide solutions and make yourself that solution.
You know, you got 36% of the vote only spending, what did you say,
$3,000? $3,000, and my campaign was 9 weeks in its entirety.
Right, and that's another factor, too. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, what Barbara might have been able to do if she had had $10,000 and 18 weeks.
Yep.
36 plus 36, I believe, is a majority of the vote.
I would have been able to replace all of the signs that were stolen, Michael. That's what would have happened.
Okay. Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your call. Don't despair.
Don't give up, Richard.
All right, let's go to Carlos from California. Carlos, what office are you running for?
My God, you know what? If I had the energy, I'd run for president so I could turn this country around. But
you know what?
Unfortunately, people like me would not get elected, I'm sure.
You know, Carlos, what's a better office to run for? And I think it's more powerful. County commissioner.
Hmm.
Those people have a tremendous amount of power, and nobody knows what they do unless you go to the county commissioner court meetings.
Right. Well, Barbara, my question is this. Why is it that political incumbents and potential candidates, to a large extent, are very ignorant of some of the crucial issues? For instance, let me give an example, illegal immigration here. One day I was on a radio talk show talking to Gilchrist, you know, who leads the Minutemen.
Yep, Jim Gilchrist.
Well, I started going deeply into the root causes of illegal immigration, and he was shocked.
Carlos, we have a break coming up. I want you to stay on for the break. It's hard to believe this hour is almost up. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington and trying to educate you with Barbara Samuelson's help about how you can get involved in the political process. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on rbnlive.com and at 5.050 on shortwave. We're talking with Barbara Samuelson, who is an RBN producer who has the experience of having run for public office for the Texas State Legislature. She lost, but she lost, I would say, only because she got a late start and didn't have a lot of money. But if she had been elected, we might be talking to Representative Barbara Samuelson. Well, we have a caller, Carlos from California. We had to cut Carlos off at the break. Carlos, you were talking about having had an experience of talking to Mr. Gilchrist of the Minutemen, and go ahead with that, please.
Well, my general comment is that some politicians know very little of really the deep root causes of some of the issues, and I'm giving an example of illegal immigration, where Gilchrist was shocked when I started going through the main factors behind illegal immigration, that in the 1980s, you had the School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia, sending the right-wing death squads into Latin America and indiscriminately just going on a rampage, killing people, which caused in El Salvador, in Honduras, Guatemala, thousands of people to go into the to flee from the farming areas where they were being slaughtered, went into the cities. Then they came here as illegal aliens, coupled, of course, with the international bankers, the IMF, the World Bank, Citibank, and Chase Manhattan. They're lending practices to all these Latin countries and African countries, whereby the pattern is that they bankrupt these countries. And once they bankrupt them because of the way the money spent is squandered, deliberately squandered by some of the stooges that are presidents of these countries, like Fox in Mexico, Cedillo, Saca in El Salvador. A lot of these people come from Harvard University, from Yale University. They are stooges that are being manipulated by these very same bankers. And so these countries go bankrupt. Consequently, thousands of people come here as illegal aliens. And, of course, we keep, very conveniently, keep the borders open.
Carlos.
Yes.
If I could interrupt. I think the problem, well, I know for a fact, is that most legislation is hundreds of pages long. Most legislators do not read it. Most senators and congressmen do not have the opportunity to read all of the legislation. That's why I said, if you're running for office, make sure you know your facts and details, so like you obviously do, and bring those forward. But when you're a candidate becomes a legislator or whatever, they are inundated with legislation and pages and pages and hundreds and thousands of pages to read. Not hundreds of thousands, but thousands. And it's difficult to do due diligence. And most of the legislation that comes before these politicians is not written by politicians. It's written by lawyers for lobbyist groups.
That's exactly right.
My opponent didn't write a single piece of legislation for the toll road, but he's the one who sponsored it. And he hadn't read it. And I took the time to read it. So that's what our duty is as the public. All of that's public information. We have to go and read it.
Yeah, and you know what? We have to go here tonight. We're losing... I'm not only losing my voice, but we're losing the hour here. Carlos, that was a... I appreciated that call very much. Barbara, thank you for appearing as a guest. You're a great producer, and you're also a great guest, and I hope people have learned a few things here tonight. I think we're going to do this again sometime real soon.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun, and I found it very interesting and informative myself, and I know the listeners did, too. So,
get off the couch and
that's right.
Go participate.
That's right.
Those who participate, govern.
All right. Thanks to Barbara. Thanks to RBN. Thanks to our callers. If you have more comments on this, call in tomorrow night. We'll talk about it further. We'll even bring Barbara up if we have to.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.